So, my dear devotees, there is one very important shloka which you will recognize. Yata yata gaura padara vinde vinde tabaktim kritapunya rashi tata tatat sarpati hritya kasmad radha padamboja sudamburashi. The verse says, as much as you develop your devotion to Lord Gauranga, that much you will find yourself in the ocean of Srimati Radharani's love for Lord Krishna. This verse gives us a very nice, perspective which Burijan Prabhu has in the last retreats so very, very nicely presented to us. The perspective which immediately points our vision at the love-filled eyes and voice of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My dear devotees, our hearts are a little stone-like as we start our seminar. But by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's divine influence, which stretches over the corridors of time into the hearts of his present devotees, our hearts can also become full of bhava, of a loving mood, or of a Krishna consciousness, so that it will be possible for us to recognize Giriraj. The eyes can't see Giriraj. The eyes see something, an object. But only if there is love in the heart, if the heart will be able to teach the eyes how to see properly. Have you not all recognized this? When you first met the devotees, you might have said, look at them dressed in their bed sheets, how irrelevant they are for my life. And now, when you are seeing a devotee dressed in the same cloth, having the same avant-gardistic hairstyle, you feel something else. You don't feel rejection, but you feel acceptance in your heart. Oh, my devotee, dear devotee, please sit down, a glass of water or anything, and please speak something to me which will enliven my tired heart. In this way, you are now seeing a devotee through the eyes of the heart, through the eyes of love and affection, and you can recognize the devotee as something valuable. You know, it's our heart which sees. Once Duryodhana, the rascal, was requested by Lord Krishna, Duryodhana, find me one good man. Duryodhana went out and came back in the evening and said, Krishna, there are only rascals. I couldn't find you. Then Krishna said to Yudhishthira, go also outside and find me one good man, Yudhishthira, and bring him. Yudhishthira came back and said, my dear Lord Krishna, I couldn't bring good men because all are good men. This place would be overcrowded. Duryodhana saw the same people and understood they were rascals because he was a rascal. Yudhishthira saw the same people and he understood they are all saintly because he was saintly. My dear devotees, it's what you have in your heart which helps you to see. While being here in the sacred Govardhan retreat, we so much hope that our heart will change. I must tell you, when the Govardhan retreat started, and everyone was telling why they came here, in my heart, because I'm a stone-hearted person from Germany and very arrogant, I thought, oh no, so long. They all talk so long, oh, this is so long, and I have to hear this. I want to chant my rounds. I have not chanted my... See, I just come from the from a situation where I chant extra rounds, some extra rounds. I thought, oh, now I would like to go back to the forest and chant there. I was selfish. Then Burijan Prabhu leaned over to me, because he is my heart friend, Surit, and he knows my heart most properly. And he said, aren't these all very sincere devotees? Listen to what they say. It makes the heart soft, doesn't it? And I just grumbled back, it's too long, Burijan. Then I was thinking, oh no, again. Again, even in the Holy Dhamma, a selfish person remains a selfish person. And I pray to Giriraj, please do something with my German heart, my stone-like heart. And after some time, I was thinking, oh, these are very nice devotees, and you have now the chance to serve them by presenting some jewels which you have collected from the Shastras. Please, Sachidananda Swami, wake up and see with your heart. These are wonderful devotees. They are on the way to Krishna. They have traveled from near and far. Our devotee Kala Samvara, whom I got to know on Braj Parikram, I have heard has completed another Braj Parikram. Why? He appreciates Vrindavan Dham so much that he walks for 30 days, even with young people around Vrindavan Dham. There are devotees who have come from Russia, and some have come from a Muslim country, Iran or Persia. This is wonderful, and they all came to join us in getting the mercy of Giriraj. And when I was seeing through this perspective, I felt this is the best place at the best time in the universe where you can be. You can't anyways chant nicely without the mercy of the devotees and without the mercy of Giriraj. Be here now and see with your heart. This is exactly what we all require to see with a heart which has Krishna consciousness inside. And when we see with a heart of Krishna consciousness, we will see the same things which we have seen a million times, and we will experience how wonderful they are. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes this, that a devotee who has Krishna conscious in his heart, he goes to another devotee and he says, oh, please tell me about Krishna. And, oh, what book do you carry with you under your arm? It must have some information about Krishna. Oh, from what? You come from an assembly of devotees? Oh, they must have talked about Krishna. In this way, the devotee will respond differently what he perceived at an earlier stage in Krishna consciousness. Maybe he maybe felt, oh, books are difficult to understand and don't touch my heart. Oh, assemblies of devotees, they are horrible. And all devotees, they are from this country or that country and from this psychological setup or that psychological setup. No, when you see through the eyes of Krishna consciousness, through the eyes of Krishna Bhavanamrita, the nectar of Krishna Bhava, feelings for Krishna, you will see very nicely. Now, these eyes will be given to you by divine personalities. Now, Burijan has very nicely stated in one sutra, noted it down, it's very, very deep. He always says these deep things. Let me see. Mm-hmm.
No, it's in another notebook.
Do you have my... Is it your notebook or is it my notebook? Here said very nice, by approaching a great person, all one's desires can be fulfilled. Correct?
But of course I got it from Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
He says he got it from Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. By approaching a great person, all one's desires can be fulfilled. My dear devotees, Giriraj can make your heart operation. Giriraj can give you new eyes if you approach him. And this is proof in the Braj Vilas Stava by Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami, at the fag end of his life, he lamented taking the voice which all of us should take. Plunderers such as lust have bound me. Can you relate to this, or is this too high for you? He spoke of a snake. One of my old friend, a friend is too much, I can't call me my friend. It's a devotee who stays here since 40 years and chants Hare Krishna from morning till night. This devotee came back in his little room, and there was a snake, and he was not perturbed. He lived with this snake since 20 years. They shared the same room. It was a cobra. But he felt so moved. It was Ekadasi, and he chanted extra rounds, and then he wanted to answer quickly the call of nature, but he held it inside because he wanted to finish more rounds. And finally he couldn't any longer, so he jumped up and carelessly stepped on the... What is it? The tail of his roommate, the cobra. The cobra immediately bit him, and after 20 minutes, he was... This is how the bridge buses show where he went. He was there. So, Raghunath says, the snake... I also have been bitten by a snake. The snake of formidable ignorance is devouring me. Can you relate to this, or is this too high? Do you also feel that you are sometimes in ignorance? A smile has encouraged me. And then Raghunath Das Goswami describes, he lives in a menagerie. I hope it doesn't sound like management. Menagerie is in the circus. I'm surrounded by lions in the form of anger. Can you also relate to this, or is this too high? Lions of anger are around us. And then he calls out, my dear devotees, great personalities, you need to please protect me now. And then he goes in text 51 to Govardhan, as appealing to him as his supreme protector. He says, Saptaham Muramadana Prabnayato Goshtaika Rakshat Suko Vibranmana Udarapani Ramane Yasmai Salilam Dado. May Sri Govardhan always protect you, he says Now he turns to us. He makes it clear we need protection. May Sri Govardhan, who always protect you, he received adoration from Sri Krishna. Krishna said, Ha Govardhan, wonderful Govardhan. When Krishna effortlessly lifted it with his left hand and held it with great affection for 7 days, Mother Yashoda was saying during this time when Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, "Oh, my dear son, your butter soft hand is paint by Govardhan." And Krishna said, "No, no, 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 mother." With great affection, he says, "Govardhan floats in the sky by himself to give me pleasure." You know, children like flying objects. So Krishna said, "He is floating to give me pleasure." Then Yashoda Ma said, "I only believe you that Govardhan floats on his own. If he now flies over the sky in one round, then I believe you." So Krishna loved Govardhan very much. "May Sri Govardhan always protect you. His caves are decorated with the kumkum that fell from the bodies of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna when they relished their pastimes." No? It is described. Look at Giriraj, please. You might see some idea of a yellow color. Do you see some idea of a yellow color on some stones? Now, this could come from the sun, but another reason is it could come from the kumkum. It is a yellow turmeric color which fell off from Radha and Krishna's divine transcendental bodies. A Govardhan has stone slabs which look exactly like the jewel-studded couch belonging to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. May he always protect you. My dear devotees, now I want you to become detectives in Govardhan's beauty. Please first walk to this tree which puts up his arms in the Haribol gesture. Then move one next tree here, which is dressed in beautiful foliage, and then move with your searching eyes 1 meter, at least from my position, to the left, and then allow your eyes to go on that line which you have now forward into the lap of Giriraj. Do you see a perfectly shaped stone slab there, which is quadrangular, and next to him you will see one other stone which looks like a lonely mendicant, like a worshipper? Do you see or do you not see? Yes, good. This is one of the many sitting places of the divine couple who are like couches. Now you need transcendental eyes. Please take now transcendental eyes and look through the eyes of Krishna consciousness. Do you see nice flowers and pearls? No. Do you see I don't want to go further and frustrate you. What we can see is something, but this little something is already enough to waken us up to the Krishna conscious perception. In this, because Giriraj has an order from Lord Krishna. When Lord Krishna left the planet 5,000 years ago, Giriraj wanted to come along and Yamuna wanted to also come along. But Lord Krishna said, "No, you must stay, Giriraj, and give love for me to the devotees who want it." And the same he said to Yamuna Devi. And the same he ordered his dust, the dust in Braj. These are three transcendental agents who have an order of Lord Krishna to give you these Krishna conscious eyes, or the Krishna Bhavanamrita. In Hindi, I think we say for our society, Krishna Bhavanamrita Sangstar. Hey? Yes, we say like this.
I think we do.
We do. We mean this. Giriraj is in great separation of Krishna. He wanted to go, but Krishna said no. And out of separation, he sinks every day, I believe, the size of a mustard seed, or how much? Every day. I have a friend who always drives me in Vrindavan. I mean, not for free, but he drives. taxi driver. And I said, do you... He's little elderly now. I asked him, do you remember Giriraj being higher? And he said, oh, yes, Maharaj. When I was 5, I remember my father, Radha Raman, that is his father, took me on Giriraj Parikrama, and I was standing like this before Giriraj. Then I said, no, all children stand like this. everything is higher for them. But he said, no, no, Maharaj, don't joke. Giriraj was so much higher. He really sinks down. It said, when Giriraj totally disappears in the ground, then and then only Kali Yuga can blow his horn. I mean, can really start. Yamuna Devi also becomes slimmer and slimmer, except for the months where the monsoon is. These, and the dust is always there. Each piece of dust carries the footprint of Radha and Krishna. That's why we always take a bath, and our devotees of Raj experts, Kala Samvara and our Yashoda Nandan Dulal, they are preferring to sit in the dust because they know this. If you are a little bit a comfort lover, you can just put some dust on the head. That's also very desirable. And so on. These carry the footprints of Lord Krishna with them. And by staying in an open-hearted contact with these transcendental agents, something will happen and you will get eyes. There is one song which I would like to teach you in this regard, and then I will bring my last point. Please repeat, Giriraj,
Giriraj,
Dharan,
Dharan,
Tumhari,
Tumhari,
Sharan. Oh, you who carry the Giriraj, please give me shelter, Tumhari Sharan. Giriraj Dharan Prabhu Tum Hari Sharana. Giriraj Dharan Prabhu Tum Hari Sharana. Giriraj Dharan Prabhu Tum Hari Sharana. Giriraj Dharan Prabhu Tumhari Sharanam, Tumhari Sharanam Prabhu, 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 Tumhari Sharanam. Giriraj Dharan Prabhu Tumhari Sharana. 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 We have discussed up till now that only the eyes of the heart or let us put it in more conventional terms, only through something in the consciousness or Krishna consciousness will it be able for us to see Viriraj or see transcendental tattva. Only through the eyes of love will it be possible. And we have so far said that this love is given by Viriraj. We can only see him through love, and it is he who gives us the love. It's just like with Krishna. We can only see him through bhakti. Bhaktyamang abhijanati. We can only know him through bhakti. And it is him who gives us the bhakti. The holy name for Krishna comes in the holy name, his most merciful form, and gives us the bhakti. As we serve the holy name sincerely by chanting him with as much concentration as we can muster, that's our sacrifice. And the holy name will answer to this loving sacrifice by giving us the ruchi, the taste, the bhakti in our heart, which is required to chant it with full strength. This transformative potency of Giriraj, or this transformative potency of Lord Krishna's holy name, has been clarified by Srila Prabhupada with a simple example of a fire. As you put ordinary iron into a fire, the iron takes on a fiery quality and becomes fire. In the same way, the same holds true when you become touched by the fire of Giriraj's love for you. You will be able to get bhakti in your heart and see with transcendental eyes. I would like to read to you. No, I would like to give you hope, because sometimes we say, no, Maharaj, this is too high. Not me. I will not be touched by Krishna consciousness. I will not be touched by Giriraj. I will go on institutionally, somehow or other, and get my taste from other things in Krishna consciousness. No, also you can be changed. The Gaga Samhita, Sanatana Goswami says, it's a book which must be quoted by Vaishnavas, gives us the example of a real sinner who was touched by Giriraj's mercy. It was a brahmana who was very sinful. He left his rightfully married wife and lived together with a prostitute, and then he threw his mother into a well and killed her, and then he dropped and stole many things. And then the Yamadutas came, and he became a vulture who lived on from human bodies for 1,000,000 years. I mean, it's a story like this where you really go like, wow, they're really bad, much worse than me. And now at the last stage, he comes. He is a man-eating Rakshasa demon, and he comes to Braj. Now he's hiding in the bushes. Hopefully we will not meet such a person. And he waits for some walking human flesh to come by. And in fact, he meets one very nice brahmana who chants, Sri Krishna Gopala Hare Murari, and prays, Oh, Govardhan, please appear before me as a Giriraj Shila. I want to do puja to you. So finally, he watches this brahmana coming by, and he's in his hiding place. He has eaten rasagulas. I can smell it. The smell of rasagula comes through the pores of his fat belly. Very good. Let him come a little closer. So then finally, the brahmana, not knowing that he is approaching in his search for Giriraj, the sinful demon, finds just a little before the bush a beautiful Giriraj Shila, and he is taking him up and prays to Giriraj, "Your mercy! This was your mercy!" At this moment, the sinful demon jumps out from the bush and goes, "Aha!" and approaches him to eat him. Now this poor Brahmana was so absolutely shocked that out of the intense need to defend himself, he didn't think much. He took the Shila, it was a big Shila, and just threw it at the head of the sinful demon. It was not very religious, but it was not premeditated, so it was not an offense. It was just a human, reflex? It was a reflex to defend himself. And the demon got kicked by that Shila and collapsed on the ground, and immediately died because it was a solid impact. Immediately that his form emerged, the form of that Brahmana, but in a pure effulgence. And he bowed down and said, thank you, to the Brahmana, who was perplexed about what had happened. Poor Brahmana. You know, he went from the ecstasy to the agony. And previous demon said, "You have released me from this demon curse. I'm now going back to Goloka Vrindavan. Thank you so much." The soul bowed down to Giriraj. "Thank you, Giriraj," and went. This is a story from Gaga Sanghita, which wants to make the point that even very unqualified persons, like this was a demon, please don't forget, he killed his mother by throwing her in the well where she broke her neck. This is not very polite. A very unqualified person, by the mere touch of Giriraj, could gain his eternal destination as a servant of Lord Krishna. So this touch of the holy Dham, or the touch of Giriraj, this is what we wish to experience. We will hear much about him through the ears, and more important, we will glance at him, we will stare at him unabashed and without any shame. We will just stare, don't fear that he will feel, "Well, why do you stare always at me? Oh, I'm feeling very uncomfortable." No, since 5,000 years, Giriraj has been stared upon by hungry bee-like Vaishnavs. And you will see that something will happen. Absolutely avoid, while you're here, aparadas or offenses towards devotees, also towards even the pigs or dogs or so on. Be very gracious and very kind, knowing that, "Oh, I can't see, but you must be a great soul." And be very careful, and then the flow of mercy will go in your heart, and you will actually be able to see divinely or spiritually. I would like to end this presentation, because we approach 5 o'clock, by reading to you something where you get an idea of what it could mean to transform your vision and see spiritually through the eyes of Krishna consciousness. I will read something. I will first quote something from Prabhupada. I've just read an interview where Prabhupada spoke of his an associate of Prabhupada's in the Vrindavan time talked about a time where he talked with Srila Prabhupada when he was still in sannyasi, living in Radha Damodar temple alone for himself. And he remembers many, many nice episodes. For instance, one day, it was in the midday sun, he saw Prabhupada on an island within the Yamuna. He had put his danda in a mound of sand, and he was circumambulating this mound of sand in the Yamuna and happily sang and danced the Hare Krishna mantra. And another time he remembers he saw Srila Prabhupada walking on the shore of the Yamuna, dancing happily in kirtan, and there were five other persons with him who danced happily with him in kirtan. And Prabhupada said, and then this associate said, greeted him. And Prabhupada said, "We are just enjoying walking here on the bank of the Yamuna because this is enjoyable, spiritually enjoyable." Now another time he met Srila Prabhupada. It was early in the morning, and Prabhupada chanted with tears in his eyes the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. And he was really very, very, very much moved. So this man asked, "Tell me anything." You know, Indian way, "Tell me anything." He wanted to hear something. And then Prabhupada said, "This evening three very wonderful personalities came to me. One had lotus eyes, and the other was very tall and had a very deep voice. And there was a very young sadhu. And these were Rup, Sanatan, and Jiva Goswami. And they told me, 'Preach, preach, you will have my protection.'" Another time he remembers how Srila Prabhupada which one of the episodes? Yes, Prabhupada said in the morning to him, "I always chant in the night." See, it's sometimes said that to become habituated to chanting always, you should really make it a point to chant always. Like, sometimes you might get up in the night. Does this happen to young men and young women also? You get up in the night and you have to go someplace. So then don't go back immediately to bed. Just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then, because you will get in the mood, and in your sleep you might continue to chant. So, but Prabhupada chanted for extended periods in the night. And once he said to this friend, "And this night I heard the dogs of Vrindavan barking." That's not unusual. "But then I also heard from Seva Kunj a very sweet sound, the sound of a transcendental flute." I wanted to give you three examples from Srila Prabhupada. First, he dances around Yamuna, the holy name. The second example, he meets Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. And the third is, he hears the Lord. These are examples of spiritual vision coming. Now, you will be surprised that the Shastras say that when you go to Vrindavan, then momentarily these transcendental visions can be arisen in you. They will, because we are still in, or some of us might be still on the Anishta Bhakti platform. It will not be steady. You won't have them always, like Srila Prabhupada and the great souls. But some spiritual vision will come. Now I know that the CDs will go, what Burijan Prabhu and Jagatarini Mataji and say will go all over the world with MP3 player, and what I have said now will be heard by and relished by my critics, and I want to address now my critics immediately. I'm not saying here what you understand, that you must see Krishna. What I'm saying is that if we speak of a transformation of the heart, something needs to change. And what needs to change is ultimately our service attitude, but it also our perceptions need to change. We will never serve better if we keep the same conceptions of ahang mameti. Ahang mameti means I and mine. We will not be able to progress if we don't change this and transform aham mameti, I and mine, to I am a servant of Krishna, I know it. This is not some high talk which goes away from what we have heard. It is desired and it is necessary that something happens with us. Hare Krishna. Now I would give now an example which I found from a change of perception, which is something which will come on a high level of Krishna consciousness. But because it is so nice, and because devotees can momentarily experience this also when they get the mercy, I want to nevertheless read it for you. It's about Vijay Kumar, who walked in Puri through an area which is Shraddhabali. It's called Shraddhabali. All of a sudden, the purple woods on either side directly manifested Vrindavan Dham. Suddenly Vijay Kumar felt weightless, as if floating in sublime acceleration. He said, "Oh, how fortunate I am to actually see Braja Dham. A rare sight indeed, even for Lord Brahma, the universal creator. Ah! There lie the Kunyavan, the forest groves. Within, the leafy bowers of intoxicatingly scented Madhavi Malati blossoms and Madhuri creepers. Our beloved Lord of the Heart, Sri Krishna, is talking wittily with the gopis." Feeling no trace of fear, Vijay Kumar eagerly hastened to the Kunjavan. However, after a few steps, he faltered and fell swooning to the ground, overcome by intense spiritual emotions. Soon awakened by the kind service of a gently caressing breeze, Vijay now glanced around anxiously. However, he could no more see the Kunjavan, the gopis, and his beloved Lord. So, feeling desolate and deeply afflicted, he slowly returned home. Without speaking to anyone, he silently lay down to sleep. So then he falls asleep and he says, "What a merciful gift. I don't know what I saw. Tomorrow I will explain my mystical vision to a Gurudev, to my spiritual master, who is Gopal Guru Goswami." Yes, this is high. Yes, this may not happen to us tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. We will need to work on our qualifications. We will need to listen to Burijan Prabhu about how to walk up the mountain to finally be there. But it is necessary, my dear devotees, to have faith that these incidents can take place in Krishna consciousness. And it is necessary to beg for mercy so that we can be awakened. It is not good to be half dead in Krishna consciousness. We need to be awakened. And Giriraj's mercy can awaken the soul with, so that a stirring comes in the heart. What you will see for sure as you sit before Giriraj in the morning before we start, and if you bathe in your eyes to Giriraj at the end of the seminar, mark my words, you will see that something has changed in your heart. Every person in every retreat, maybe not, I met devotees who were standing before Giriraj on the last day and didn't want to go to the bus, and I asked Jalia, let's go. No, let's look a little bit more. Because attraction comes. This is a good sign. Giriraj is working in this way and helps. He's there to help us. Hare Krishna. So with great pride in my voice, I want to announce I have only talked 3 minutes over time.